We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marc-Andre Fleury traded to the Chicago Blackhawks. Vegas not retaining any of Marc-Andre Fleury's $7 million salary. Chicago merely sending back minor leaguer Mikael Hakkarainen to Vegas in this deal. Fleury's camp, Alan Walsh's agent, has indicated that Fleury is going to think about this one. So Chicago might be getting a whole lot of nothing in this trade. More fan headlines, 93.7thefan.com. So I guess, what does it mean for Fleury and the Penguins? Because you literally cannot mention Marc-Andre Fleury without saying, what about him and what about the Penguins having a reunion? Here on the PM team, we're brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. The only person who might get more annoyed by the Fleury and Penguins reunion talk than I do is Sean Gentile of The Athletic. And that's why he's on right now. What the hell's going on with this trade, Sean? Why did this happen, and what do you think's going to happen next?
Oh, prepare for the hard pivot from me, my boy.
Oh, no.
I think they should try to get him.
Oh, no.
Coming soon to The Athletic.
Okay, so how feasible is it then? You think they should try to get him, get a percentage chance out here to me that you think it could actually take place? And what is their mindset on this? I know what you just said. Do you think they're going to actively try to go after him?
Yeah, I do. I think this took everybody by surprise enough that, you know, current plans are being reevaluated and reassessed and all that stuff. So I think once the dust clears, there's going to be an actual conversation that's had for sure. Because, like I said, I think it makes sense this time. And this is the first time in 100 rounds that we've done since 2017 where I think it's a legitimate solution for both sides.
Okay, but how do they get Chicago now to give up the rights to Fleury, Sean?
Well, if you're working under the assumption that Fleury doesn't want to play there, it's pretty easy. The Blackhawks want to win. They want to win now. They traded for Seth Jones. They tried to trade for Marc-Andre Fleury. Like, they're clearly loading up a core or whatever, a reworked core to compete, or so they think, in the last couple years of Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane's, you know, pseudo primes. So they need assets, and most of all, they need money. And Marc-Andre Fleury was completely shocked by this. They need that cap space, whether it's devoted to him or devoted elsewhere. They're going to need that to work with. And say Marc-Andre Fleury tells them today, like, not going to work, don't want to play there, and they call his bluff and make it through, say, the first few days of NHL free agency, all the guys they want are gone, all the smart ways to spend that cap money dry up, and then Fleury retires. So what are they left with? They're left with a $7 million cap hold for a player who isn't going to play for them. If he sincerely doesn't want to be there, I think the road back here is, you know, about as clear as it can get.
Wow.
Sean, do you think, I'm not going to go into the gory details of this story, but it's been obviously making the rounds in the hockey world, and it's ugly.
You love gory details.
What the hell
are you talking about? You traffic almost entirely in gory details. When there's a Ben Roethlisberger gory detail, you're like a pig in you-know-what, Chris.
When I tell you what the gory details are, when you hear the story, you're going to regret saying that. We all know what's going on with the Blackhawks in this organizational scandal, Sean, in this Brad Aldrich situation, and how ugly it looks for virtually everybody involved in that organization. Is that something you think would be on Fleury's radar, or he would say, I want no part of this organization for this reason? Like, I don't want to be the goodwill gesture because everybody likes me that tries to make everyone forget about what ugly things have happened in the recent past here?
I think it'd be more of an issue where, you know, he doesn't want to uproot his kids and
okay.
put them somewhere,
okay.
somewhere they're unfamiliar with. But, I mean that should be part of it too, though. Right? Like, I don't think you can underestimate how ugly the Blackhawks situation is. I mean, it's, you know, the allegations are basically that the organization knowingly allowed, you know, a video coach to sexually abuse players and then, you know, signed off whenever he left. It doesn't get worse than that. And we saw him at the draft on Friday. Like, Stan Bowman came out and announced their picks, and he was phalanxed by a group of women who work for the team and kind of use that as, you know, Operation Human Shield, you know, during a pretty ugly time for the organization. So yeah, stuff there is about as bad as it could get, and I don't think that's not a consideration. But it sounds like Fleury's main issue is, you know, potentially moving his children, because it does sound like Vegas, you know, for better or worse, became a home for him and the family over the last few years.
Sean, is the Vegas Golden Knights owner Bill Foley in a coma?
That's a good question. I think he's being exposed as something of a liar. He's on record as having conversations with Fleury, like, pretty recently, where he's like, "Nope, you mean too much for this franchise and to the city, and like, we wouldn't trade you." He goes out and has a Vezina caliber season, which he deserved, by the way. this wasn't like a lifetime achievement award. Like, he made, you know, whatever, flip a coin between him and Vasilevsky last year, but it wasn't some kind of huge stretch. And like I said, it took everybody by surprise. It took Fleury by surprise and his agent by surprise. And, you know, a week ago, it didn't seem like any of this was going to happen. Let alone a trade of the Blackhawks, and let alone, you know, everybody, me, you, fans, Rossi, Josh, whoever, we're all just like foaming at the mouth now, because it does seem like there's a legitimate path back here, and I've never thought that before.
Sean, how much do you think Ron Hextall and Brian Burke like Marc-Andre Fleury? Because we know Rutherford made a push to get him back here, but the new guys in town, are they, I guess, as fond of him as the old guy was?
I don't think they like him as part of, you know, a $10 or $11 million goaltending group. I'm not sure they love him at $7 million a year, but there's definitely a number, whether it's in salary or in terms of percentage of the cap that he occupies, where they would like to have him back, yes.
Sean, I get that Vegas has a reputation for, I guess, you know, being cold-blooded here and not informing players of when they've been traded. This is not the first time. This is not a precedent-setting thing. And I know what Chris just said about the Blackhawks in terms of, like, the massive scandal that they're dealing with. But they also have won 3 Stanley Cups in the last 10 years. And I'm just shocked that on their end of things, why would they trade for Fleury without talking to him or his agent first and getting some kind of handshake or some kind of tacit admission that he would want to go there and play? How do you make this trade without that?
That's like the million-dollar question. Like, how do you do this without knowing for sure that he's going to play for you? Because, again, the Blackhawks, and this is why the top off here makes sense, is because the Blackhawks are behind the eight ball. You're potentially carrying a $7 million player who could decide next week that he doesn't want to be around. And at that point, all that urgency that they have right now to improve for tomorrow, whether you agree with it or not, I don't think they're that good, but that's beside the point. Like, they're going to waste money and they're going to waste time. So I don't know why that happened. I can guess why it happened on Vegas' end.
Right.
Because they got Chicago to take 100% of Marc-Andre Fleury's deal. I don't know that that was going to happen anywhere else. So why would you tell him, you know, aside from being recognizably human and half decent to your employees and whatever else, from a competitive standpoint, from a cutthroat standpoint, why would you tell him about this deal if you kind of knew in the back of your head that he's probably not going to want to go there, because it would jeopardize it? So Vegas had reason not to tell him, like, very obviously. I don't really know what the deal is with the Blackhawks, unless they thought, like, well, whatever, we'll throw this against the wall, see if it sticks. Worst comes to worst, we have, you know, a Vezina winning goaltender. And
but they don't have the cap space to take this risk. They're like a team that's right up against it now because of the Jones trade.
They are and they aren't. Like, they added a significant amount of salary in Seth Jones, but right now their cap number doesn't account for the fact that, you know, Seabrook is going to retire, he's not technically off yet. They retained some of Nicholas Hjalmarsson. I don't think that's technically off their cap yet. So they have money to go out and do stuff. It's not a ton. Like, this eats up a chunk of it, but this also doesn't, you know, it's not quite as much of a cap disaster for them right now on July 28th or whatever day it is, than it seems, 27th.
Sean, I'm going to give you three scenarios. Rank the following from most to least likely to happen. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Marc-Andre Fleury plays for the Penguins next year. Marc-Andre Fleury, I'll say, starts the year with the Penguins next year. Marc-Andre Fleury starts the year with the Chicago Blackhawks. Or Marc-Andre Fleury retires from the NHL.
I think the most likely outcome, like, whatever. This is, like, we have no degree of certitude here, right? Like, we just found
it's sports
all this
talk.
Stuff
I want to hear a great quote.
Last hour.
Yeah, I want to hear a wonderful quote from you.
I'll tell you what's last. I don't think he's going to play for the Blackhawks. I don't know. I don't know if the Penguins are going to go out and get him necessarily, but I think it's more likely that he retires and plays for Chicago.
Damn.
You want to talk about the owner in Vegas being asleep or, you know, being not a great guy? It sounds like everybody running the Blackhawks, in addition to being bad people, are also very, very, very reckless and very stupid, if you end up being correct about
this. It's wild.
This.
It's wild. We thought it was funny when Stan Bowman went out and traded for, you know, Seth Jones coming off a junk season and gave him $1 trillion. Like, we thought that was funny. Like, now we're talking about, you know, a questionable hockey decision. We're talking about a baffling hockey decision with the Fleury thing, and that is on top of, you know, organizationally,
Sean,
them just revealing themselves to be, you know, turds for 15 years running. It's pretty impressive.
Sean, let's say, hypothetically speaking, that the Penguins could get the same deal for Fleury that the Blackhawks just got, where they essentially trade for Fleury and give up nothing. Wouldn't they have to know, in doing so, that they needed to find, like, a companion deal to get rid of Tristan Jarry?
Yep.
Aren't there, like aren't there moving trains here that have to get synced up in order for this to happen?
How about this? You trade Tristan Jarry for Marc-Andre Fleury.
Oh, God.
Think about it. The Blackhawks want another goaltender. Kevin Lankinen is the starter there, and he's fine. But they clearly want someone else. You can squint and see Tristan Jarry being worth it, potentially. Like, even though we all, God
change
knows.
It. Well, they could just say change of scenery, and it sounds like Stan Bowman would be like, you know what? Really compelling argument. Let's do it.
Yeah, right. They just traded for a guy who doesn't want to be there. So let's not assume they're going to do the rational thing. They get a $3.5 million guy that they can pair with a guy that they have. So he's cheaper than Fleury. He's not a flight risk. You know, it makes sense on their end. And if you're the Penguins, you know what? Say you were going to add a $3.5 million goalie to Tristan Jarry, right? You're paying $7 million for that position. If you trade for Fleury, you can add him to a $1 million Casey DeSmith, and then you're at $8 million. That all makes sense.
Oh my God! Now you
is this your worst nightmare, Mueller? Because this is a dream for me right now.
I
get rid of Tristan Jarry, and I get a Vezina goaltender back here.
The getting rid of Tristan Jarry part, I'm fine with. And he was so bad in that playoff series that it almost makes me more okay with Fleury. But all I can think about is this. Fleury comes back here. I am inundated with Fleury. And then he takes them on a pretty deep run into the playoffs. And I never stop hearing about it for the next decade plus of my life, even if they don't win the cup.
Buddy, that's life in the takes mind. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, Chris, if he never comes back here and they don't win another Stanley Cup, you're going to hear about how they missed out on not bringing him back. So you're going to be inundated with Fleury takes regardless.
You know what? That's a good point. And it'll be a nice change of pace from the you were born in Cleveland, go back there, we hate you. So,
I mean, It's true. We're talking to Westlake born and bred Chris Muller right here.
Sean Gentile of The Athletic. Thanks for your time, Sean. We appreciate it.
Bye now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.